our approach to this new amendment that the Minister of Labour and Employment want to put it in is that the amendment itself, it was never done transparently. There was no public consultation. And we talk when we talk about public consultation, we are talking about a direct access of public. And the public itself, they must make their own views and their own consideration in terms of the law. When they change that, any act, when the government is about to change any act, the public participation, it must be there.
Right. So are there any particular amendments that stick out that are the actual cause or root of the problem?
Here it's not about a particular. It's a lot of acts that they want to amend. And most of these acts, they are the acts that are disadvantaging the workers and making the bosses or giving bosses more power to harass the workers, to victimize the workers in a manner that it has been structured.
So how does it give an employer the room to harass a worker? Could you be more specific?
That's correct, yes. For example, if you say to the employee, you send an employee an SMS or a WhatsApp message while he's at home with his family, and you are saying to him or her, give me a reason, why should I not dismiss you? And by so saying, the employer, when you call the employee in to have a dialogue, remember now they are talking about a dialogue, an approach of a formal approach, whereby you're going to call the employee and you call even the representative to be there to represent the employee. Because we know now, by this current law that we have, when the employee is about to be charged or is about to be suspended, the employer, he has to first consult with the union representative to discuss the matter of the employee within the process of the union representative. But with this new amendment deal that they want to put in place, that falls away. That's number one. Number two, the employer, it can employ a new employee for 3 months. We normally know that after 3 months, when you go back to work or when you sign a contract after 3 months, automatically you are permanent. But with this new amendment, you'll sign the 3 month probation period forever. Or if maybe the employer doesn't like you at all, the employer will simply say, no, you can stay at home, don't report to work tomorrow. Then he employs another new employee. It will be the repetition of an exercise on its own, whereby the employer that will be running away from employing these employees permanently because they don't want to pay the employees the benefits that they're supposed to pay or the benefits that they're entitled to. Remember, when you are employed at workplace, you must be getting a medical aid, you must be getting a pension fund, you must be getting a provident fund, you must be getting a housing allowance. But with exercise that they have, or with this approach that they are coming up with, that falls away. That means you'll be a temporary employee forever in your life. And imagine, we've got women that are living alone, the single parents that are raising kids alone. So imagine a woman who's staying with 3 children, working for a temporary work, forever and ever, earning a minimum wage, which we are also against with. We don't want a minimum wage. We want a living wage. That's what we want.
Right. Has anybody listened to you so far in terms of the complaints you do have about the amendments to the Labor Relations Act and the Basic Condition of Employment Act?
That is why yesterday we went to NetLAC office, which we call it a Shebeen House.
Oh, where boy.
I think that indeed, we call it a Shebeen House because that's where the rights or the rights that's supposed to support the employers and I mean the employees and the workers in particular are being discussed in the absence of the workers. You cannot discuss me in my absence and you take a decision in my absence without even consulting me, without even hearing my side of the story, without even understanding the situation that we are living under. Remember, we've got people who are living under a very, very serious death condition.
Indeed.
But, I mean, here are serious unions, the big trade unions, that's supposed to be standing for their employees, that's supposed to be supporting their employees, that are supposed to be taking mandates from their employees. and go to the network with a mandate, not with their own interests, but with the interests of the workers that are suffering on the ground. That's what we are against for.
So are you confident that you might be able to change one or two amendments to the Labor Relations Act, etc.? Do you think you'll be able to change any of these amendments?
Surely there are going to be changes in those submissions we made. Remember, it's not to say even these big trade unions, the sellout trade unions that are represented at NCLEC, they don't know about this. They know very well what they were doing. That is why they discussed this under their secret offices, as we are calling it, the Shivin House. Because if clearly they were understanding the cries of the workers, the cries of all the employees, including, remember, we also got the migrant workers who are here in South Africa, legally so, who are supposed and are entitled to be receiving all the benefits that I, as myself as a South African, I'm receiving. Once you are employed in a workplace, you must be getting all the benefits that you're supposed to get. UIF, we want a living UIF, not what they are doing now. That is not a UIF that they're paying now. We want a living wage, not this minimum wage that they're coming up with. We don't want a minimum wage. Minimum wage is nothing.
Right. Unfortunately, we have to leave it there, but certainly a very problematic landscape, the Labor Relations Act, Basic Conditions of Employment Act. And if you are working for somebody, you really need to look at the small print. You really do, because you might end up in a situation which you do not want to be in. Patrick Mlaba, who is from the Orange Farm Human Rights Advice Center and spokesperson for other legal advice centers, thank you so much for joining us and good luck.
Thank you very much for the interview and have a good day. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.